Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac, this date in history and today's birthdays for July 25th. It's the 206th day of the year, 159 days left to go. Days are getting shorter, as you know. 1946, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin started their partnership. Yesterday, we talked about how they ended their partnership on that date,
sure,
which was July 24th, 1956. Here today, on July 25th, 1946, it began.
Hello, I'm Jerry Lewis, the new bus boy.
I'm Dean Martin, the old waiter.
It's a small world, ain't it?
It's a little too small. Let's get out of here.
All right.
So they were billed early on as the handsome man and the monkey.
Oh, you're
kidding.
That's
how they were billed. Nope, that's right out of the words of Jerry Lewis's mouth. The handsome man and the monkey. I think we know who was who.
Right.
It was
right
at the 500 Club, or Club 500, Atlantic City.
Wow.
Where they had their first show, and they would be together for some 10 years, and then they'd have a falling out, and then they would get back together, or at least reunite and make amends,
yeah,
as we like to say, in 1976. 1952, still not a state, and I don't know, with the way things are going down there, do we want them to be a state? Puerto Rico became a self-governing commonwealth, okay, of the U.S., and they remain that to this date. I mean, everybody just assumed, I think, when this happened in 52, that sometime soon that they would become the 51st state, because that was just 3 years after Hawaii and Alaska had become 49 and 50, not in that order.
Right.
But Puerto Rico still hanging on as a commonwealth, still a territory, but that's all they are. They're just a territory. It's like, I just want to be a bill. I'm up here on Capitol Hill. How do you become a law? You know,
yeah.
I'm just a territory, just a territory. You know, we need to have a song. We need to have a Saturday morning a schoolhouse rock song about Puerto Rico.
What year did they become whatever they are?
Commonwealth of the U.S., territory, 1952.
For some 10 hours after the fatal collision, the 29,000-ton liner Andrea Doria, pride of Italy's transatlantic fleet, lay like some stricken leviathan.
A stricken leviathan here today. You think of the great shipwrecks of all time, the ship sinkings, the sinkings of all time. You're thinking Titanic. You're thinking Lusitania, Andrea Doria, 2019 Twins bullpen. So that was in 56, the Andrea Doria. How about in 65? This was going on. That's Bob Dylan. Ooh, electric guitar.
Uh-oh. Listen, not going to like
crowd.
That.
Listen to the crowd.
Not well received.
Now Trevor May knows what Bob Dylan felt like.
Right.
Bob Dylan. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just battering the Twins bullpen.
Right, well,
they have more issues than just the bullpen.
You're not the first group to batter them.
Bob Dylan booed on this date the Newport Folk Festival. He basically pretty much invented what was then, we didn't know what it was, but it was folk rock. We had folk music, but there's no such thing as folk rock.
Right.
Until he introduced the electric guitar. Mm-hmm. People were pretty stunned by it.
And
obviously booed. They didn't expect it. So that was in 65.
The long-awaited child from the test tube. Her parents had been hoping for 9 years, but Mrs. Brown had been unable to conceive.
Although I knew it all happened, it was hard to believe it had happened to me. It wasn't just a dream.
It wasn't a dream. It was the first ever test tube baby born in England this date. So the first ever test tube baby is having a birthday today. Her name is Louise Brown.
Mm.
She is 41. And now I think, don't they have home test tube baby kits? You do it at home now.
Probably.
You order it on the internet. You don't even need
different.
A doctor to do it. So that's, you just have to have a test tube, maybe a Bunsen burner. And, and a beaker.
Uh-huh.
That was in 78. How about 87? Let's go to the world of wrestling.
Bermuda well in control of this one. Up on that top rope for a little additional leverage. Look at this. Slams her back in.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at that. Sherry Hunter takes her over. It's unreal. History's been made here.
Fabulous Moolah lost, beat, like, for the first time ever. Again, sensational Sherry Martel for the WWF Women's Championship belt this day, 1987. Of course, that's the late Gorilla Monsoon on the call.
He was good.
But, the Fabulous Moolah, I don't think either you or I could have beaten the Fabulous Moolah. She was one tough lady.
Tough as leather.
Just not on this night. Sherry Martel, 87, was the winner. This happened in 90.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Speaking of being booed.
You know, but what did you expect? Was she going to sound like Diana Ross? Was she going to be Debbie Gibson? No, it's Roseanne Barr.
She made a mockery.
That's the best she could do. She can't sing. I think most of the blame has to go to the San Diego Padres.
I guess. I never was a Roseanne fan.
She did her best,
fan,
and then she had to do some scratching and grabbing there. That might have been as offensive as the actual singing of our national anthem.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was a mockery. It wasn't, but I don't know. 1990 on this date. She probably should have just said, no, I won't do it.
Yep.
I can't sing. Have somebody else who can sing. Or she could have hummed it, at least. That would have been more acceptable.
That was a train wreck.
That was this date in 1990. How about 99?
No one knows what sparked the riots, but some concertgoers attributed it to the high cost of food and water at the event. The fires were put out this morning, and most festivalgoers had left the site by 9 a.m., but the Woodstock name may have sustained lasting damage.
No wonder there is nobody who wants to sponsor or really get behind the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, because on the 20th anniversary, 1999, in New York, it was just a total mess.
That was bad.
Any comment on it? Do you remember
with
the fires and everything you had? It wasn't a good situation because you had the Red Hot Chili Peppers up there with the one guy, Flea, totally naked, completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bouncing around.
Yeah. 30 years later, they should have just left it alone.
Yeah. Right. 30 years, not 20. Yeah. 30. It was the 30th anniversary, 1999.
Bad, ugly. Bad scene.
And it says they blamed it on the high cost of water and other concessions. I mean, I go to Target Field and pay $9 for a beer. It doesn't mean I want to light the place on fire.
Right. You kind of know going in to these things that you're going to pay a premium if you want something.
There was some price gouging going on because it was hot. People wanted water, and it was like $10 a bottle or something like that. So that was Woodstock 1999. Not a great finish to that event. And then 1 year later.
So I'm proud to announce that Dick Cheney, a man of great integrity, sound judgment, and experience, is my choice to be the next Vice President of the United States.
Just watch where you stand when you hunt with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the reasons he chose him was because of his fine accuracy with a shotgun, the 12-gauge. He's right on the money. They called him Dead-Eye Dick.
Sure.
Dick Cheney on this date. They say he might have been the most powerful vice president ever.
Hmm.
With some of the things he did.
Sure.
He kind of talked out of the side of his mouth.
He did a little bit.
Kind of did that. Daryl Hammond does a good Dick Cheney impersonation. That was his date. Have you seen the movie Vice? I haven't seen it.
Uh-uh.
Do you want to look into it? Rent it today.
No.
Do you have a Redbox account?
I don't.
No. On the guitar for the group Nazareth. Manuel Charlton from Nazareth. Let's hear it one more time here. It's not him singing, but he's on the guitar. Happy birthday to him. He is 78 today.
Ask her what she's getting in return.
A full pardon. Which doesn't cover this.
An accident wasn't good enough. Come on, Spock. Come on, Spock.
Good Spock. Enough for one.
Spock.
Two would have looked suspicious.
That's Iman.
Admiral, there'll be whales here.
That's Iman, 64, supermodel. She was, of course, with David Bowie and is the widow of David Bowie. There she is in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. She was the changeling that Kirk and Bones met on the penal planet of Rudapente when they were in prison. Wrongly accused, of course.
Right.
That was that movie, and that's Happy Birthday, Iman, 64, one of the Friends gang.
Hey! They totally match! They look great! They look great! How you doing?
Yeah, you Joey. He is Joey.
He's smooth.
Matt LeBlanc. I think he has a new show. I don't know whether it was renewed for the upcoming year. Man with a Plan.
Okay.
On CBS. I don't know if it was renewed or canceled, but of course we know that Friends had a nice long run.
Yes,
the
they
spinoff
did.
Joey, though, did not have a long run.
Didn't work quite
sadly.
As well.
They've been trying to find a Matt LeBlanc
vehicle, if you will,
for a long time. And Chandler, too. They haven't been able to find anything for him, really, either.
No.
Matt LeBlanc is 52, and that's all I have. It's a real short list.
Yeah, so let's move on to the gone but not forgotten. We always throw in our former first ladies. Today, it's the first lady married to Benjamin Harrison. First Lady Anna Harrison was born on this day, 1775. Great actor and a fine singer, Walter Brennan.
Little Luke, I'm your grandpappy who you bound respect.
Yes, sir.
Little Luke, you respect your grandpappy?
Yes, sir.
What are you getting out of that tub?
No, sir.
All right. When you gets growed up and they have to carry you around because your bones is too soggy to hold you up, why, just don't come running to me.
Now, don't forget on the album version of Mountain Music for Alabama, he's the one in the beginning of that. One of these days, I'm going to climb that mountain. Mount Walter Brennan.
The real McCoys. He was Stumpy in, you know, the John Wayne movie, whichever one that was, El Dorado or Rio Lobo or Rio Bravo.
Who was in that one?
The Duke.
Aren't you...
With Dean Martin and Ricky.
You must be enjoying the Duke Days of Summer.
Oh, are you kidding?
Are you not enjoying the Duke Days of Summer on the Inspiration Network?
It's one of the greatest months of the year.
I figured you would.
Yeah.
Sophia?
I'm not in. Wait for the beep, then leave a message. Beep.
Hi, this is Rose.
A Betty White cameo for you.
For Estelle Getty, who was born on this day, 1923, the Emmy Award-winning actress from Golden Girls there. By the way, Walter Brennan, I don't know if I said it was 1894. Then Estelle Getty. How about, who else do we have? Barbara Harris. She was an actress in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
She was Lady Fanny of Omaha.
Yes.
Lady Fanny of Omaha from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
What about my good friend Steve Goodman, who wrote
It was all I could do to keep from crying.
Was it the perfect country song?
No, he had to fix it.
Sometimes he had to fix it.
Sometimes it seems so useless to remain.
There he is. He's the guy who wrote You Don't Even Know My Name. It's folk singer Steve Goodman, who was born on this day, 1948. 1954, he was Sweetness, Chicago Bear running back and a Pro Football Hall of Famer, Walter Payton.
Shredded the Vikings defense more than once.
Yes, he did. That was 1954. And remember actor Brad Renfro? He was in Tom and Huck. The Client is where he got his start as like 10 or 11 years old.
I think it's still a shame that Walter Payton has not and never did score a Super Bowl touchdown, but William the Refrigerator Perry did score a rushing touchdown.
That is a disservice.
It is.
Yeah. Brad Renfro was 1982. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Now, is the rumor true you are not going to stick around for this gloriously long stretch of uninterrupted music?
I'm going to entrust it into your hands.
Oh, boy.
I got some stuff I got to get done.
I'm still going to allow you to choose the leadoff song.
Thank you.
Would you like to go with Mitch Garver? Or would you like to go with Max Kepler? Or would you like to go with Luis Arraez?
Arraez.
He should be our leadoff guy, the way he makes contact.
I think he's going to be at some point. He's just such a good contact hitter.
Would you like to go with Lone Star, Come Crying to Me, Hal Ketchum, Past the Point of Rescue, or Living on Love, Alan Jackson?
Let's go Hal today. What the hell, right?
Have a good golf tournament today, Neil.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll be in studio for the All Request Line.
All you need for summer. KBDG Albany. KBDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1.